Welcome. It's kind of strange having the energies in March, but has it not been a crazy year so far anyway? So we have to go with the flow. Someone asked me not so long ago, why not just cancel? It's easier and do it next year. And I said, yes, but I felt what I have to share is important. One of the most important things I feel about this year is for us to find our center. We know how to achieve, do we not? We've had plenty of lifetimes of duty. But what is it about today that's different in this world? I know it can feel gloomy, and yet that's the world. What's going on with you is the most important thing. So before I begin, I wanted to set the tone with a piece of music. Music always comes to me in odd ways because I'm not an internet person, not on Facebook much anymore. But every once in a while I get this and I say, oh, which was sent to me in the end of January. So Steve informed me that this music is old, but I feel it's appropriate for today. Not just today, but for our world, and why I'm even sharing what I'm sharing with you today and what's important to me. So, after maybe we'll close our eyes for 1 minute and just absorb the sound, the beauty, the music, and wherever it lies in your heart. Feel your attention in your hearts as we are here today to open gateways within our hearts, our heart soul, perhaps the love that brought you here on this earth, your purpose, not karma, but for all of the beautiful things that you have to share in your life, in your world. And that's what matters. Oh, my soul, I am ready to receive you. May I know the deepest of my love. Let it be my desire to know that my heart is as big as the world, and there isn't anything or anyone I could not love. And it begins with us, each and every one of you and me, knowing that your world can make a difference. Just open your eyes when you feel ready. I want you to look through the eyes of your heart today, because for whatever reason, you are here in this day, March 12th. I can remember talking to Janice in February. Oh, the weather will be so much better. We were so tickled. The weather is worse. But it is us, the collective few, that do make a difference. And it begins with our hearts, because that's really what this year is about. And that's why I called it miraculous liberation. And liberation comes in many ways. It does. And this is a year for you to feel liberated in everything that maybe you have felt stuck in, trapped. Love is good, is it not? Do we not need to know the bigger picture of what's really going on so that we're not stuck in the earthly eyes? Steve, will you put that first picture up? I love Ventura art because it helps you to understand the messages that are being channeled, the messages of whatever you're bringing through, to help you understand. I find that this year it's very simple, represents simplicity, and so this picture is first. And I want you just to notice where you feel drawn, what stirs you, maybe what turns you off, maybe what you don't like. And I'm going to, how long have we lived in earthly, achieving, duty, war, fights? We've been doing that a long time, have we not? In other words, the feeling is slow and arduous sometimes, but like we've been on earth forever. I've had people say, I can't wait to get out of here because of that earthly, but you know, maybe because we have felt, because this represents earth. Think about what it represents to you, because that's really what matters. This is our earthly, and all of the lifetimes that we have been through. And our egos is our ego self, very necessary on earth, and yet it has what ruled us. It's what has driven us to achieve, to accumulate, to have, to conquer. I mean, we could say probably a lot more about earth and all that we've experienced on earth, can we not? And yet there's a bigger picture. And what you're seeing right now is, look at, this is water consciousness, but look at the spiritual and the knowledge that is coming through. Look at the psychic energy. How many of you have felt more telepathically? You think of somebody and they call, or you know what they're going to say before they say it, or you just feel in tune. How many of you felt your intuition increasing and perhaps kicked your butt for not listening to it? These are natural attributes, our God-given heart, soul, heritage. This is not something that we have to become worthy of because it's already within us. We just have been so busy in duty and succeeding and getting ahead that we have forgotten what's truly important. I have a feeling that maybe this COVID experience, which I don't even like that word anymore, 2 years, maybe the big picture was about bringing us home. I mean, really, it depends on what eyes you're looking through, does it not? I could be looking at eyes that make me angry because all my comforts have been taken away. Yeah? Or it could be a God's grace helping to bring us home. Because you think about that 2 years. How many people do you know, or even you, began to work differently? Took on new endeavors because you felt bold and courageous. How many people broke up because they were stuck with each other 24/7 and they discovered they really didn't like each other? No, I'm bringing humor into it, but I'm being serious at the same time. Things catapulted. Jobs ended. Entrepreneurs on a new level were born. People got creative and began to think of what is it that I can do for my world and actually find more joy in it than what they were doing before. So is that really a negative thing? No, it's a positive thing. But what I noticed is that people in this earthly experience were looking not through their spiritual eyes, but through division, the illusion, the fantasies of what if, what is coming. And I'm saying this because I feel like this is a big no-no for this year. We're not to imagine our lives, we're to create our lives, but only through our heart, soul. Do you know the mind? It's so busy and it's so distracted thinking of all of, I relate to it like a little squirrel, always doing, trying to find something to eat, something to take. And it's just so busy doing. But what is it really experiencing? The mind. And as long as the mind is distracted, then it doesn't have to really do anything, does it? So I feel like these last 2 years have really taught us a lot about ourselves, whether we like it or don't. You know what I'm saying? Everyone is going through, you could call it a resurrection, you could call it a transformation, There are people already feeling liberated because of choices they made. And yes, there are people that are stuck. That's us, a collective, you know? But it's not to divide us, which, you notice, there was a lot of division in our world. Was there? I personally think the only division that matters is what you felt in your heart, what divided you. Because it's not about anybody else, it's not about the world, it's not about this or that, it's about you. And what is it that you are ready to liberate yourself? And that can't happen through fear. And if you look, okay, so here we are on Earth. We have the water, we do like variety. How boring would the Earth be if it was just Earth? I mean, it's okay to be intelligent and we're strong and we're successful, but you also got to have fun, right? You have to also explore different levels, dimensions, possibilities. And sometimes the Earth has kind of kept us in that tunnel vision where we haven't freed ourselves to explore outside the box, outside of Earth. This picture, first one, shows the spiritual knowledge that is touching Earth, that is coming through for each and every one of us. We don't have to be special to acquire this because it's already within us. So you see the knowledge here? What does this represent to you? What do you feel when you see that? Somebody?
Our interaction with spiritual
knowledge. I like that. Good. Anybody else? Have a thought, or does it just look like little flickers of love being flamed, inflamed?
Like little hearts.
It is a flow of energy. It's interesting that they're in threes too, the Trinity. Because you see above it, you see the orange and the yellow, that's the light of God. Orange is like psychic intensity. It's psychic energy. It's why our inner senses are opening and why whatever, and I'll get to that in the next picture, but whatever it is we're not paying attention to, whatever it is we're not listening to, is being felt. Whether it be through the physical body, whether it be a mental illness, there's a lot going on in our world. This is not God picking on us and punishing us. It's simply allowing us to grow and bloom, blossom into the most beautiful you can be. And there's so much more to it than just Earth, because this Earth will pass. What is it that we want to give humanity? What is that you want to make an impression on? What is it that you love? What do you love? First thing that comes, what do you love? I'm sorry? Yoga? Okay, that's beautiful. Children? She loves the Earth. Okay, and so it is magical, and so many have forgotten the magic of the Earth, and I feel like in this new day, that's the beauty of Earth. The two dimensions, spirit and matter, are coming to support us, to lift. The ego has been encased. I'm sorry, there's crust around the heart, and egos and humans are stingy. No, I'll love him, but I don't want to love her. Because she likes this, and they did this, so I'm not going to receive them. This is the ego self that is so very limited. It is so superior in its right to just be the lover. Now, I'm not saying take them home with you. I'm not saying be foolhardy, but love, agape, that spiritual love is free to allow others to be free. Whether they agree with you or not. And the Earth has been so bogged down in the past, but It's like the uprising, because everything is being broken down. People say to me, well, why is this happening in the world? And that's the only answer I can come up with. I don't know, you know? Other than the old, the obstructs, the old energy is being broken down so that together as a humanity, we're able to carry this energy for a place of harmony. Like imagine, just imagine your body more light, not heavy, not carrying the weight of the world. Again, your feelings will be different. And that's why I gave you those little notebooks, so you could make notes. What is it that you love? What do you love? What makes you happy? And that's what you want to acknowledge. That's what I want you to write down. Not what you don't love. Everybody knows what they don't want. And it's not a year. I will say this again. This is not a year to think about all of the things you don't like that you even hate. And I don't like that word, but there is hatred. It's time to brush that off. And encase and open to the possibilities. So this is psychic energies, new endeavors. It represents people finding their soul groups and branching out. Is it music that you love? Is it art? Is it healing? Is it knitting? There is no right answer. All that matters is that you love it. And that's what makes it beautiful. Because it helps mankind, it serves mankind. Knitting, yeah, because people knit beautiful blankets, shawls, and they get to wear them and feel good and yummy. Do you kind of get what I'm saying? Our world is going through a massive change, but it's a positive change. A change that every one of you said, yes, I will be here. So it's not your karma. You're not just here to get through it. This is something deep in your heart, soul, that you made a choice to be here for you, for your God self. So please, when I say God, I'm talking about the God spark, that divine love within you. That's God. And within you lies every attribute that lies within God. It's not separate. This is what we're energizing this year and in a continuation, because the foundation has been set. What seeds did you plant these last 2 years? And that is what is creating movement. All of this that is bringing forth spiritual knowledge, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's painful. Because the truth is not always easy for one to see. Humility is humility. I've had people say to me, well, that's just rather humiliating. But when you say humiliating, it just kind of takes out the pure essence of humility. Knowing but not knowing, opening and receiving something divine that lifts you to a greater level, a higher level, which requires trust. So this psychic energy is working for the greater good of you. Because the birds in Trinity, again, mean purpose. Purpose doesn't flow through you, through your mind. That's more that squirrel energy. What should I do? Oh, I have an idea. Let me throw it out there and hope that it works. And more than likely, it might not if it hasn't matured. So we'll go back to that one, Steve. We'll go to the next one. I find this one most interesting. Why? Because this will show you perhaps where you've been this last year, or it might help you relate to people you work with, people that you know. And if you look at that house, it represents structure, the house. Where do you feel drawn to first? Is it the beautiful flowers on the right? Is it that brown door? Is it that beautiful spiritual, that framework of knowledge that is really embodying our ability to step out of our illusions. This is what I have witnessed with people, and maybe you can relate and think about yourself. See the brown door? It's full of the illusion, the trickster energy. Think about security. Okay, I don't want to be where I am anymore. I feel trapped and I don't like it, but I have security. So there are people trying to enter this door, go out this door, to create what is secretly in their heart, but they're still trapped in the old paradigm, the illusion that, what if I fail? What if there's nothing? What if I'm not able to make it on my own? And truthfully, sometimes we fall, but at least we have learned how to pick ourselves back up and begin again. What this picture is showing you is this is where man is trapped. I call it the trickster energy because it's deceiving you. First of all, you're not trapped. You have a choice. You have choices. That's in your mind. And the mind will constantly want to badger because it wants to prove what? That I'm sorry?
That it's in charge.
The mind, I love that, that it's in charge. Yes, what? And that it's, oh, the mind loves to be right. And it's dry. What did you say?
And in control.
And in control. Because you see, that's part of the ego self, and it's been steering the ship, and everything is breaking down. And you know, the truth is, it does depend on your awareness. Because this is where the unrest lies. What is it that I am afraid to face within myself? Write those things down too. It's only for you. Because how do you know what you're healing if you're not paying attention to it? And when you're looking through those eyes, then it looks more hard than it is. We're learning how to be objective and look at ourselves. Yeah, there's weaknesses, and we must learn to love those too. It's in the mind we should be perfect, but we will never be perfect. But within our love and all that we grow, we will be. But these are the times, exactly. This is where we are. Because heaven and earth are one. It's just that earth has been through a lot of years of people rebel authority. I'm not serving God. This is for God. God's never helped me. I'll get even. But we're not really hurting anyone but ourselves, because we're turning on our own God spark. But you see, none of these experiences and everything that we've been through have been by accident, because it's brought us to where we are today. All I'm saying is that we have the opportunity to shed skin. How many of you, raise your hand if you really want to experience the lightness of your body, walking and feeling the support of your spiritual knowledge? Not everybody's raising their hand. Oh my God, please. Come on, Mark, you didn't raise your hand. I'm pointing the finger at you. That's very important. That's a good thing. I'm not asking any of you to be out there. Because really, what this day is about really is unifying, grounding more your ability to be on earth and love it, and yet feel all of your spiritual attributes working through you. That's all. It's not separate. It's not. There's nothing worse than being flaky, having one idea after another and just tra-la-la. No, this is not a time for that. This is a time for action. We have laid the foundation, and yet we need our feet on earth. But receiving the support of Mother Earth, because this, it's interesting, because I love talking about these with Patricia, my mummy. I thank God, because this is something that she loves to do, and she's not able to get out as much, but she loves it. And this art gives messages, it channels, it helps you to understand what's really going on when you're bringing it through purely. This, to me, represents the Son of God, the Christ mysteries. It's what's moving into our houses. It's what's shedding light and allowing us to know that the only power we have is love. I'm sorry. You can take from someone and justify it and experience that as a power, but it's not true power. It's what I call old energy, because we are now in the expression of our hearts. And it's very, very important. I'm not asking anybody in here to be perfect, because I don't think we'll ever be perfect. But you know, when we have those thoughts or something, it's time. It just means our thought patterns need tuned, need checked, so that we're alert, we're aware of our feelings of being misguided through our thoughts, because this mind is powerful and it won't let anything in. But you see the silver, the steps, this is silver. I was intrigued about that. When you think about that, to me that represents wisdom, the light of the mind, taking us deeper and into our divine mind, our higher mind. Because we're not meant to work so hard like we used to. We can work better. Does anybody like argue with that? There's better ways to work. And we're not groveling through the muck trying to make our $1.50. You know what I'm saying? There are creative ways. And if you are being spiritually supported, then you will feel that. What I find most exciting about this year and the next is that we're feeling the lift, supported. And we can only feel that through our heart, soul, heartfelt desires, that this ego has been encased and it's time to shed, so that we can experience the oneness and see what we truly grow. The mind tends to think that there's never enough. It wouldn't matter what I do, there wouldn't be enough. This success isn't enough. I have to have another success. And yet, does it really make you happy? And if it does, then bless you, because that's what you should be doing. But again, I'll go back to that heart felt feeling and that psychic intensity, because make no mistake, it will work with you and it will also implode on you. Wherever there is unrest in your life, this energy is going to come in and cause a disturbance. Not because it's picking on you, because it's trying to help you rise and heal what needs to be healed, to release or let go of what needs to be let go. Am I making sense to you? These flowers is the nurturing aspect of you. It's what you're growing. Do you notice on this side, it's not happening? It's just energy, it's free floating, and it kind of goes back and forth. And that's what I've seen many people. Oh, I want to leave my job. And I don't want to get this vaccine, and I don't, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid that I'll fail. I'm afraid that I won't be able to make any money. Instead of just trusting and letting go and letting God. And I'm not talking about some outside force. I'm talking about the God within you that understands, because, you know, I started to say earlier about karma. We don't have to suffer through our karma anymore. It's through our own understanding that we are pardoned. Grace is given. It is so big in our world right now. And yet, why does the ego continue to punish, to feel unworthy or not good enough? Or why does one feel like it's their duty? Where is the joy in duty? And how can you truly be inspired When you are in duty, you can't. Or if you're worried there'll be won't be enough, you might have a moment of inspiration and create something, but it's again these shorts that go back and forth. Now, I don't say any of that's bad because we are a work in progress, and we have this next year or two to really begin to formulate the energy that's coming into our new space. You know what I'm saying? This spiritual influx. Not everybody will be able to handle that. Why are we seeing mental illness and the heart attacks? You know, when I was tuning into the world, I felt tremendous sorrow. I felt sorrow. I felt it in the collective. And they are those that are feel sorrow. They're grieving about their old life. They're mourning their own death, which is healthy. It's okay. Need not stay long. Sorrow for the world and the doom and the gloom. Sorrow because, you know, your heart hurts, my heart hurts. Because we are one, we are many. Now, of course, the mind doesn't let any of that in because it's above it all. And yet, the mind will never fulfill its purpose by itself. And that's what's so beautiful about this year and the next year, moving into the new day, which I feel we're already here. But the light is infiltrating. The Christ consciousness is the birth of our hearts and the awakening. Is it not? And it's not like, oh, how am I going to do that? What am I going to do? No, it's simply through breath of looking up within yourself and making peace with your heart. And you're not going to be a wise old fool because it is through the wisdom, the knowledge that allows you to discern, that allows you to make healthy choices, where through our evolution, you touch fire, you get burned. We learned the hard way, did we not? We did, trust me. People have said to me, oh, you mean I touched fire like 50 times or 100 times? It's like try thousands. I mean, this desire body is wants what it wants when it wants it, whether it be healthy or not. And again, it's okay to make unhealthy choices as long as you know what it is you're doing or not. I say that we're maturing and we're looking more inward as to how we can be free in this body, walk on earth and spirit as one. Now, what's so hard to fathom about that? You're still on earth, you're firmly rooted, and yet you have higher resources helping you, assisting you to make things happen. Whether it's to make a deal, to sell this land, to whatever, it doesn't matter, as long as you love it. And that's why it's important that you fill your belly, do what you love, and when there's something that comes in that you don't love, to me, this is like shedding skin. Brush it off. Brush it off. Let it go. I mean, how petty do we need to be over ridiculous little things when there's so much more going on? Is anyone in here afraid to love with all their heart? Tell the truth. That's okay. Honest, David. Who else? What does it mean to you to love? What does that mean? Yes? Chance of pain? Oh, baby. Hey? Well, that's kind of a big trade-off. I always thought pain was worthy in the sense that it taught us as much pain as we feel, it's as deeply as we feel love. Like, how can you feel the depth of pain without knowing the depth of love? You know what I'm saying? And when that love has understanding, then there is no pain greater than love. You know what I'm saying? Life doesn't guarantee us not being hurt, but isn't it through our own tenderness, humility? Sometimes I'm sorry, forgiveness, that we stretch our hearts and it makes us free to love more deeply. When I say to you, love God with all your heart, I'm only asking you to love yourself with all your heart. Your trials, your tribulations, even your pain, because it deserves love and understanding. And without our pain, we wouldn't be who we are today. Without our misunderstandings, we wouldn't be here today. Growing, evolving, loving. Oh, but this ego is so stubborn. It just wants to know it's going to be okay and I'll guarantee me I'll never be hurt again. Oh, maybe I'll open my heart. I'm not asking you to open your human heart. I'm calling upon your spiritual heart, your higher self. What is a higher self? Anybody know? It's pretty simple. What's a higher self? God. I love that. God's self. Certainly not the part of you that's judging when you make a mistake. This is the inspiration for perhaps walking blindly, because I've noticed with humans that the unknown brings anxiety. It's okay that we get scared sometimes, is it not? Or uncertain. What's going to happen to our world? What's going to happen? And we feel anxious. Isn't that why we're developing a trust for all that's been, and even closer now, for our spiritual growth, body, mind, and spirit, so that I can finally now walk on earth and feel support, not just from humans around me, my brothers and sisters, but from something that is so much higher and has so much knowledge that's going to be there for you in a moment. I'm not talking out there. I know what I'm saying with all my heart. Personally, my shift occurred last October, and I felt my whole life just, I discovered that I don't have to be generous 24/7, and I learned how to say no. Difficult for me. Everybody's lessons are different, you know? That was one of my particular lessons. I was very excited about the COVID and the school closing down for 6 weeks, because one of the hardest jobs I had, we had, was moving out of a beast of a house 23 years and moving into our new house. For me, that was very hard. But maybe for some of you, that wouldn't be hard at all. The most exciting part was letting go of things that didn't matter anymore. And again, getting back to home base, simplicity, all of the comforts. We're so spoiled, aren't we? We are so spoiled. But just imagine, just close your eyes for a moment and just feel what it would feel like to have every attribute, the wisdom, the support, your spiritual knowledge flowing through you to make a difference in your world, because that's really the only world that matters. You don't have to, because nobody's going to make you. These are your choices. And again, that's what's beautiful about God, free will. Nobody's making us do anything. The ego does love to kick and scream, though. Along the way, it is so resistant. And yet, don't you kind of feel that falling away from many? I've noticed. I've seen more people that I've known for many, many, many years transition and die. As much as I understand death, I still feel the pain. I still cry. I'll always be human on this earth. And yet, I know that I'm that much more, because I stand with all of my attributes while I learn on earth. And so sometimes pain is necessary. Maybe it's showing us how deeply we do feel, but it's not for us to push it away, because I think that's where we hold the fear, you know? And it's just part of our process.